Good day to all our listeners. This is Richard Baza, Executive Director of the New Jersey Association of School Administrators, welcoming you to our first podcast. Joining me today are two great colleagues and friends, Glenn Robbins, who is the Chief Education Officer of the Tabernacle Public Schools and co-chair of the NJASA Technology Committee. And along with Glenn, I have Janet Fike, who is the Chief Education Officer of the Morris Union Jointure Commission and treasurer of the New Jersey Association of School Administrators. Welcome. Thanks for joining me today.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
We're here to talk about something really close and dear to my heart, something that's been a great part of our organization for literally decades. I remember the first time I attended TEXPO, I went away thinking, this is fabulous, and it's only grown from that time. TEXPO is our annual conference, and it's really the best attended conference in the Northeast, Middle States region. We get a variety of people that attended, from school board members, superintendents, central office people, teachers, technology folks. It's just the vibrations there are just so lively. Have you found that to be the same way, Glenn?
Yes, I have. And I absolutely enjoy it every single year for, like you mentioned, you know, the networking, the meeting of new colleagues and old friends every single day brings about new ideas. And I can take them back to my district and flourish from there. Mm-hmm.
You know, Janet, I one of the things that's impressed me is how this has grown, particularly in the last 10 years. I remember when we started along the boardwalk in Long Branch, and now we're at Harris Conference Center, which is a tremendous facility because the conference has grown so much. What would you attribute to that growth and really keen interest in participating in this conference?
I think it's multifaceted. I think that it draws in so many different types of leaders, from the business administrators to the tech departments, to the superintendents, to the teachers, central office staff. I think that the diversity of individuals who are intrigued by this is incredible. But I also think the whole idea of coming and walking away with what I can do tomorrow or what I need to put in my budget for next year is just palpable. It is for us. I know in my own district, we kind of strategize how we go to TEXPOs. So just so you know, one of us will say, I'll take these five, and the other one, these five, and the other one, these five seminars. So we spread ourselves around, and we always come back with items that we're going to buy or we're going to embrace and do in our district. And you can't get much better than that for professional development, in my book.
You know, it's absolutely an enthusiasm that people walk away with. I know even in the earliest days of the conference and my graduate teaching, I would always bring back something, something futuristic to talk about with students of administration and how they could contribute in a different way and how to envision what the future would be for their students. And so part of that is, you mentioned a great thing, and I'm going to ask Glenn this question. Do you bring people with you from your district, and what do you see the value of doing that?
Well, you know, the goal of the leader is to help other leaders grow, and that's your ultimate goal in your particular district. So for me, that I have planned out, I have my BA, my director of curriculum, my principals, a few teachers, and I'm actually going to bring a few students as well, you know, because I want their input to hear what is going on in the classrooms and what can be going on in future classrooms. So, and you know what? Last year, we actually brought a couple of parents, you know, to gain the community aspect as well. So like Janet had mentioned, it's something for everyone. You know, and each one of our stakeholders plays a valuable part in building our schools for the future, and we'd be wrong not to invite them.
Let me follow up on one of the things that you said. You talked about students, and I know under your leadership that we've talked about in the technology committee, how do we engage students involved at the conference? And I think last year we took a big step forward. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
So last year, and hopefully again this year, we had a makerspace area for adults and anyone to partake in. And our kids led those makerspace areas out in the atrium areas. And then we also had sessions where the kids led design thinking sessions for people to partake in. So, you know, we all go to conferences and we hear people present and we see vendors and exposition areas and so forth. But when you see the spark of a child and that curiosity and that awe, it reawakens your inner child and you want to partake and you want to ask them questions because your ultimate goal is to make your children at your school and or at your household better. So, you know, very much looking forward to that whole makerspace area again and some new activities to get people involved more and have a little fun while they're in between sessions.
You know, one of the things, Janet, that people probably don't know generally about the Morris Union Jointure Commission, that you serve quite a number of districts in those two counties, and there are shared services there, but particularly a focus on special education. And so when you bring those staff members that you talk about, what is it that they're looking to bring back more specifically in terms of how do I support the special needs kids that we serve every day?
that is probably the key focus that's so important to our team in going to Texpo. So many of our students who have severe disabilities cannot communicate verbally. So they rely on technology. So when we go to Texpo and we can see high tech, low tech, we can see all kinds of things that will allow our students the gift that every other student can do without even thinking about that, and that's to express themselves. It is incredibly, it's incredibly important and exciting. And each year we take away something and it enhances some type of communication for our students. And that is a gift to our students that is just, it's immeasurable. It is just immeasurable.
And so one of the things that I found very unique that has grown incredibly over the many years of Texpo now is that when we get into the area where we have all of these services and vendors, mm-hmm. the vitality of the conversation that really takes place there, I've really never seen anything like that. And I think it's because we're so focused on these areas of how do we contribute to improving everything from administrative services and the kind of services directly to students and for teachers to employ with their children, that vitality is right there. I don't get a chance often to talk to too many of the people that come back to the district after the conference. What do the folks from your districts tell us? Well, let me start with you.
Well, first off, they come back excited and they come back with a new sense of enthusiasm. And it's unique because in New Jersey, it's the middle of the school year, you know, and it's also budget time of the year where we're starting to gain ideas of what we want to go through. So like Janet mentioned, it comes back with the potential opportunity to maybe purchase and or explore or pilot some individual programs or projects that were prevented to us, you know, from different school districts, from different vendors. And I think that's the beauty of it, like you mentioned, Rich, is that the vendors aren't just there to sell, they're there to try to work with you, and they're there to try to enhance your educational development and or your career and or your lessons in your classroom. So there's a multitude of avenues that come away from that, and we're thankful for that.
Absolutely. And I'm so excited about this, as I say, of all the things that we do, this one has the greatest energy, the most participants, I think perhaps the greatest impact as we go forward. And so one of the things that we firmly believe in is that we as an association, the New Jersey Association of School Administrators, we want to support our members and the people that they work with to provide the greatest education possible for all the children in their communities. And so one of the things I like to say, we want to provide them with an education for their future, not the one that we experienced in our past. And I think Texpo mm-hmm. plays such a significant role. Let me just ask you one more question as we have the time to do this. Every year, the keynote speakers are really significant to setting the tone and inspiring the conversation. How have you found that? That's been my experience.
I have found the same. They have... to a single one, they have provided, I think, our team with insights that they never thought about thinking about. Do you know what I'm saying? That people didn't know to think about these things. So in a way, it's unlocking a door in your mind about possibilities. And that is something that, again, is immeasurable. It's been wonderful. And I like being, I'm energized by thinking about things I didn't even know existed or ways of thinking that I've never thought about before.
You know, I think that's a great way to characterize it. I'm still remembering many words many years ago of a futurist, Ian Jukes, who mm-hmm. came in one of the early conferences, and he would talk about a football metaphor. He said, you know, we know the quarterback doesn't throw the ball to the end on the line. He looks down the field to figure out where he's going to throw it. And that's so much for us in education. What do we see down the line and how are we going to change what we've always done? Because it's so easy to return back and get into the routine of what do I do today and what's this period and the next period. But we need to really envision what the future is going to be like. And I want to thank both of you for your contributions to that. And I know that both with your support and encouragement and sharing the word that Texpo 2019 is going to be greater than ever before. So thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you.
Thank you. We hope to see everybody at Texpo.
Absolutely.
See you soon.